out of a cabinet.
Episode 53. Hello, everyone. Today is Tuesday, September 21st. Today, we talk about sports, science, Twitter trends, hot topics, and give our favorites from New Music Friday. We are in the 21st night of September.
It's so funny doing this over again.
We started recording. We had some problems and things happen. You know, it's life. And now we're recording again. We didn't get that far in. You guys didn't miss anything. We're going to do it again. It's going to be better.
Yes. It's going to be better this time. Go listen to that song. Well, you're going to listen to it a day late. So it's kind of
past. Don't listen. Forget it.
Yeah, it's done now. It's
I over. Hope that you did listen to it.
Yes.
All right, so we'll get into science first. We'll save all of our sports for the end like we've been doing so that the listeners who actually care more about life and science stay tuned.
You can leave after
that because then it becomes just degenerates talking about sports and gambling.
Or if you want to, you can just fast forward ahead of the podcast if you don't like science. Or if you just like science, just stay for science and leave. And no one's making you stay. If you know, listen to what you like to listen to.
Do more of what makes you happy.
Yes.
All right. So, number one science story. Trying to bring back the woolly mammoth. You said you hadn't seen this. So.
Well, I did. I saw what you posted, but I was very confused because I didn't think this was possible.
Yes. Well, so this genetics professor, George Church from Harvard, he's raised $15 million through grant funding and his pioneering work in genome sequencing and gene splicing, all towards the hope of bringing back mammoths. This has been his goal all along. And he and other researchers also hope that a revived species can play a role in combating climate change. So I'll talk a little bit about that. So what's being proposed is actually a hybrid created using a gene editing tool, which I've talked about before briefly on the pod, called CRISPR. It's called CRISPR-Cas9. It's a brand new technique. Well, it's been out for a couple of years now, but it's a really cool gene editing technique that allows scientists easily to control and edit the genome. Unlike never before. So it splices bits of DNA recovered from the frozen mammoth specimen. So they have this, the picture that I posted on Instagram was, they have this whole mammoth, baby mammoth intact, like frozen.
Yeah.
If you saw the picture.
Yeah.
And so they're going to take the DNA from that frozen mammoth and they're going to put that into an Asian elephant, which is the mammoth's closest living relative. So the resulting animal will be known as a mammophant.
A what? A mammophant? A mammophant.
A mammophant.
Okay.
A mammophant.
Yeah.
Which would presumably look and behave like a woolly mammoth. So that's the closest we think we can get. So in terms of helping climate change, mammoths used to scrape away layers of snow so that cold air could reach the soil and maintain the permafrost.
Didn't know that.
And so after they disappeared, the accumulated snow, which is insulating, meant that the permafrost began to warm. And so that released greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. And so Church and others are arguing that the return of mammoths, or at least these hybrid animals, would fill this ecological niche that has been missing for many, many years. And so the Arctic could reverse this trend that it, you know, the trend that it's warming could be reversed. So they're not just bringing back, and I really wanted to emphasize kind of why they're bringing back mammoths, not just because it's cool and science that would be like so cool. It's actually to help
important,
the environment because this, gap in ecology has been missing. So when species die out, you lose a lot of things that you didn't even know were important, such as, you know, like who would have thought mammoths were important for climate change just based on how they scraped away layers of snow. And when you lose any species, some people think, oh, that's okay. like bees, whatever, they're annoying, or mosquitoes are annoying, blah, blah, blah.
Very bad.
But when you take away these species, you are disrupting the ecosystem by a lot.
So how do they just had a frozen woolly mammoth sitting around? Like, what?
That's a good question. I didn't look into that. I didn't do a deep dive.
Yeah.
But they've had this mammoth species. So probably like either it was preserved in the earth and they found it, which I'm assuming is what happened. And they saved it for research like this.
Interesting.
They've probably done this with a lot of animals. Like, we don't even know what, I mean, who knows what people have in their labs tucked away in these negative 80 degree, like, giant freezers. But yeah, so hopefully scientists can make this work and we can start bringing back other species. I know some people are talking like, this is Jurassic Park-esque, which it is.
Yeah, technically it is.
This is actually bringing back for a good reason. Hopefully we don't create some crazy hybrid that tries to destroy us.
Which is possible. No one are left.
But we'll see. So that's a pretty fun story that came out. The next story, a little less serious, but still on the climate change. So the whitest paint in the world was created. The whitest paint.
I didn't know that was a thing.
The whitest pigment. Yeah, so this is like a big area of research where scientists are always trying to create the purest form of its color.
Yeah.
So like I think the purest blue came out like last year. It's so pretty. And so the whitest paint in the world is now in the Guinness Book of World Records. And it's not just for dazzling people, like it's so pure. But it could be a game changer in cooling buildings and helping fight climate change. So the reflective paint has the ability to reflect back 98.1% of solar radiation. It is so reflective that it makes whatever it's painted on much cooler than its surrounding. So in a test, a building with a 90 square meter, that's 1,000 square foot roof, coated with paint, with this paint, would receive a cooling power of 10 kilowatts, which is better than air conditioning used in most houses.
So the paint would do the work of the air conditioner. Wow.
Yeah.
And how does
this... So these are all... Yeah.
So what is... Let me see. Okay, I understand. Sorry, I was just reading the notes back. That makes sense, though.
Yeah, so I mean, these are all cool alternatives to helping climate change that I think have been needed for a while, and I'm glad that they're all coming to fruition now.
Yeah.
Because, like we had mentioned a few podcasts back, climate change, this is like one of the last few years that can be reversed. Mm-hmm. And people are coming to the forefront, so all hope is not lost, I guess.
Yeah, we have to make change now, so it's good to see that we're making progress, or taking a step forward, at least.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, not to cut you off. Before we continue, your desk is not wobbling, right?
No, I don't hear it. I haven't touched it. So last time, last pod.
Yeah.
Because I'll do it real quick, but I put my like hand on the table, or the chair, like I'll lean back and forth in the chair, that'll make noise.
Gotcha.
So I'm trying to be like very still.
Statue.
Yeah. I'm trying not to touch anything because this thing picks up all the sounds of the table. So I also tried to position the table in such a way that it's not moving. I don't think it is. So if it's picking up sound, I can't hear it. I don't know what's happening. It's the vibrations.
I don't know how this is happening.
But yeah, so the last science I have, did you know? Did you know Venus is the only planet to spin clockwise?
So all the other planets spin counterclockwise. Why is that? Do you know? Is there a reason or?
Don't know.
That's just the vibe of the planet. Like, we're just going to spin this way.
That's your did you know fact. The did you know facts are just one-liners. I don't give...
Yeah,
I don't do background research, I do background research on like one or two articles and then...
Do your own research. This is a look it up yourself type of thing.
Yeah. You know, it's something weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why it does that. It's probably something to do with gravitational pulls and stuff.
Yeah.
If I had to guess. Okay, let's move on to our serious segment that we've been... implemented last week. I think it was nice.
Put our serious glasses on.
It's not even that serious. It's just where we discuss life. Okay, I liked yours. We can save mine for next week because I liked yours okay. better. So go ahead.
So how do you find time for yourself and not feel guilty for not working? Especially if you're like an entrepreneur or an artist or you run your own business and blah, 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 blah. I'm posing the question to you.
Okay. I was like, are you going to, did you want to answer first?
No. I'll let you go.
Yeah, this is a huge problem, probably in most jobs, but I think very specifically in academia, especially in science.
Yeah.
Because there's so much pressure to publish, to give talks, to teach, to do community service, to make sure that you are learning all of the best techniques, to put data out every day, every week. And if you don't have the data and you don't have, you know, the talks on your schedule and the papers coming out and writing grants, we have to do all of these things constantly. Mm-hmm. Then if you're taking a break from all of that and someone else ahead of you is putting out all the data and putting out the papers, then you feel defeated. Yeah. You feel like you're not doing your job. Because there's just so much pressure to get everything out so quickly. We're like in this race, which I know we're curious as human beings. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
That we want to get everything out as quickly as we can, find the answers as quickly as we can. And sometimes we don't stop and think about what we're doing, which I think is also important. But yeah, science has become this fast-paced world of using all the coolest techniques, and that's what gets you a big paper, and manipulating a ton of things that potentially doesn't really answer the question you're asking, but it's what you need now to be in big science journals.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't use 5 different techniques. But what if I still found an answer that changes the world? Doesn't matter. You didn't use these 5 cool techniques. Like, all you did was that. No good. Like, we're not letting you in. It's just become like this insane, just like power struggle of, you know what I mean? And it's like, you have, now people are working, you know, through the night, getting up at 4 a.m. and running experiments or writing grants because they don't have time. It's, they have kids and other things. So like, I'm lucky. I don't have kids to worry about. A lot of my peers have children and spouses, and they have to worry about life outside of that. And so they are literally working all day with their kids, which I'm not saying that's work, but it is.
Oh, yeah. It's draining. It drains your energy.
Yes. Like, and then after the kids go to bed, they have to work again because they didn't finish everything during the day that they needed to.
No time for yourself.
Yeah. So I think it's something that needs to change socially, like overall.
Yeah, I agree.
Because we're in this culture, and this is different in Europe. The U.S. is very work-driven.
Like, no days off, like the grind.
Yeah,
like,
especially hustle. And I love to hustle. I mean, my name is Holly Hustles.
Yeah, yeah, that's your name.
I'm all about that lifestyle, but I also pride myself on having a very good work-life balance.
Yeah, which I think is important. I think that leads to more success in both aspects of your life. And I think like the stereotypical view on scientists is that they're always in the lab. They don't have a life. They're, you know, antisocial, whatever, you know, and they don't have time for anything else, which would suck. I mean, I'm not a scientist, but it's similar in music. You know, if you're not putting out music constantly and everyone else is, and you feel like you're getting behind.
Right.
I feel like you're getting behind and you see other people succeeding and you're like, oh, well, I should have, you know, put out a song this month, or I should have dropped this, or I should have put out more beats, or gave myself a chance to be more successful, instead of just like realizing, hey, this is where I'm at. I'm working towards X, and then I'm going to get there. When I get there, I'm going to put as much work in as I can and still remain mentally stable and physically healthy. And then if it takes a little longer, then it takes a little longer. But that's, you got to do what you got to do to make yourself healthy.
Yeah, that's a really good point. There was a teacher I had in school, and I don't remember who it was now. I think it was someone in high school even. But they it taught me a lesson that stuck with me is that you should give 80% on all the things that you, that are high priority that you need to give your 80% on, and then 20% on the rest. And that's okay. It's okay to not give 110% on everything. That's impossible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like you're taught that from, you know, from the beginning, you're like, there, people teach you, you want to give 110%, want to get, no. Okay. I have meetings all day. I have to give talks. I have to run an experiment. So something's going to lack.
Yeah.
And she said, that's okay, because that's how most people are operating. So once you realize that, that person maybe put 20% effort into the talk, but they did 80% on their experiment because they need to get that done that day.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You got to divide up your energy so you can be efficient in every aspect and not like, I think for me, it's like, I do music, obviously. I'm a producer, engineer, and then we do the podcast. And then the podcast is kind of like our side thing, which is not a bad thing, but sometimes I'm like, oh, I didn't put this out. I didn't put this piece of content out. Like, why didn't I do that? Like, I'm hard on myself with this, which is supposed to be fun, which is just supposed for me and you, and obviously for people that listen, that enjoy it, which is also cool. But, you know, it's kind of like our side thing, and I try to give 110%, but it's just hard because there's so much to focus on, and you're the same way with science right. and your jobs and stuff like that. So it's tough, but I mean, I think if you're putting your best effort in and you're trying your best honestly, then you can't be hard on yourself, because, like, at the end of the day, you're all you got, so you gotta love yourself. and most people just go to work 9 to 5 and come home and don't do anything mm-hmm. else, which is fine. But I mean, you have to understand that, like, most people just live that type of life and come home and take care of their family, and their family is the most important instead of their job.
Right. Yeah. It depends on the type of person you are, which we need all people.
Yeah.
So whichever way you identify with, but I'm mainly talking to, like, the, you know, those that are trying to make it on their own, be their own boss, things like that.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's hard, but you do have to take breaks, because if you don't take time for yourself, then your work will suffer.
Burnout. Yeah, you get burnout. I mean, I listened to a podcast. Have you heard of, do you know who Jay Shetty is? He's like the.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He has a great
podcast. I read his book.
He has a great podcast on burnout and, like, the 9 signs of burnout and how you can catch it before it gets too late and you're actually burned out. And that's a good podcast. You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. All his podcasts are great, but I thought that one stood out to me because I think you don't realize it until you're too late, until you're sitting there like, damn, I'm drained. I don't want to do this right now. I don't have any energy. And you can't put your best foot forward if you don't have that motivation or energy in that moment.
Yeah. And I want to kind of, you know, finish up on this because
yeah.
I don't want to take forever. But I do want to say, like, yeah, that's how I was in grad school. It was kind of like, I forgot why I was there because I was so tired of working long hours and towards a degree and not knowing when I would finish. And
yeah,
it was just crazy. And that was the beginning of burnout there. But it worked out for me.
Yeah.
I got through it, but I did take a lot of time for myself, especially writing a dissertation. I would feel terrible taking breaks because I'm like, oh, I got to write like 40 more pages. I can't be taking a break. But I just couldn't look at the pages anymore. I mean, I just wasn't doing anything anyway. So I needed the break.
You got to take breaks.
And yeah, Jay Shetty is great. Go read his book, the Monk book, Think Like a Monk. It's great. Yeah.
That was our personal help serious segment.
Self-help. Oh, yeah. I guess we were going to call it self-help.
Well, serious segment, self-help.
I feel like I ramble on these because I want to say so many things because I've learned so much throughout
my
life.
And other experiences, podcast. And
right. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I could talk forever on this because I've learned so much, like, from my own experience, from others' experience. Yeah. But
I think this is what people gravitate to and we're just trying to relay information, and this is what is really important. You know, sports are cool. We love sports, but, like, taking care of yourself is more important than sports.
Indeed. All right, let's move on to hot topic. The one I had, did you hear about the missing girl, Gabby?
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Really sad, really sad.
Super sad story. I didn't want this to be the hot topic because it was sad, but it is the hot topic that everyone's talking about, so we should mention it, I guess. So if you don't know, There was a girl, Gabby, who was traveling in a van with her boyfriend,
van life,
soon to be fiance.
I think they were YouTubers.
Yeah. So they were doing like van life all through Wyoming and Cali and Utah, or so they started in Yosemite, something like
that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he ended up coming back without her, which
very strange. Very strange. Yeah.
He did not think this through. Like, what? I don't know. Anyway, so he came back without her. Wouldn't talk to her parents. Wouldn't tell anyone where she was, what happened. He wasn't talking to anyone. Then he disappears. Then they did end up finding Gabby's body. They did confirm it today.
Yeah.
They found her body from another YouTube vlogger who was doing the similar thing, van life.
I saw that video. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so he alerted the authorities. That's how they figured out where she was. I think he's still at large. They don't know where he is. They let him. The whole thing is just messed up as far as like the timeline goes, because they didn't. No one stopped him from leaving. They didn't file a missing persons until like 10 days later.
Yeah.
And so this guy fled. No one knows where he is.
Yeah. And they did go. I think she went to the cops with abuse and they had them both. And they let him go. I mean. I'm not a cop. I don't know the whole situation, so I can't speak on it too much. But I just feel like, you know, in that situation, I think they could have done more. But, I mean, hindsight's 20/20, so I don't know.
I don't know, though, because I don't know. That's hard, because she said that she was suffering from OCD and anxiety and that they had a fight. She didn't want to press any charges. So the cops, I think, told them to separate for, like, the night. I don't know if they did.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
she obviously should have left this situation, but she didn't.
I mean,
it's not her fault.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been a weirdo.
He's a crazy person.
Yeah.
And it's really sad for this girl. And I mean, who knows what the full story is, because the timeline is really odd.
Yeah, I just feel bad. I just feel for her family and her friends and stuff like that. And just rest in peace, man. I mean, we don't know the whole story yet, so. See what happens, but just prayers for the family.
Yeah. So let's move on to some more fun stuff.
Yes. We need like some happy music right here.
Yeah. Do. Transitioning. Yeah. I feel like we've been so serious. We're not used to being that serious for so long. Oh, I moved the table. That's how you know we're back. Okay. Sports.
Well, this is not that fun. Eagles lost, so it's kind of sad too, but.
Yeah, the Eagles, tough loss to San Fran. Eagles looked good. Defense looked really good in the first quarter. Offense didn't look great. You guys were really hating on the offense. I think the offense is good. I think it's just young. We didn't capitalize when we should have capitalized is the bigger issue here.
Yeah, that's my biggest thing.
The coach called a bonehead go for it play, which normally be like, let's do it. This was not
the vibes weren't there. The vibes weren't there. No,
this was a weird time to go for it. Like, there are times to go for it, and if this had been the right time to go for it and we didn't get it, I would have said, yeah, that was the right time to go for it though.
Yeah,
but this was like, it was what, second quarter, we were winning and he tried a trick play.
Well, I think it's one of those plays.
End zone?
It's one of those plays. If it works, he looks smart. If it doesn't work, he looks like an idiot. And he tried to do the Philly play. It didn't work out.
The timing was wrong, though. I wouldn't have cared if he looked like an idiot during like the fourth quarter, and this was our last chance. Fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough, and I think it's only the second or third time in NFL history that a play of 91 yards hasn't scored. So the play before that, they threw a deep bomb, scored, guy got caught up on, I don't know how he got caught. That was frustrating. And then I'm like, all right, well, they're going to score. They got the penalty. Well, you know, maybe a field goal. Got the ball on the 1 yard line. I'm like, we're going to score. It's, you know, destined. We're going to score.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hate the play call. It was a play action pass. I like it. Then you run the ball. You don't get anywhere. I don't hate that. And then I forget the third play call, but the last one wasn't great. Overall, I just didn't seem like they were all on the same page. And that's what cost them the game. And I think why I was frustrated is we didn't get outplayed. Like San Fran, I didn't come away from that thinking San Fran is way better than us because they're not.
No way.
And we had opportunities. We had the ball inside of the five twice and we didn't get a touchdown out of it, which lost the game. But this is what's going to happen when you have a young coach, a young quarterback. And you go out of it frustrated, but there is positives. Defense looked great. Punter looks amazing. I love the punter.
Yeah.
Sipos or Sipos, whatever his name is. Hurts didn't play bad, but he didn't play good. He was about as average as you can get.
He can throw a deep ball. We know that now.
And I think, you know, it's a learning game. You know, they lost and there's a lot to learn from it. I think the coach and the whole team might have been a little too high on themselves. Like they read their praises too much because, you know, they came into the first game. They had all that time to prepare. Everyone was, you know, like, the Eagles are going to stink. So they had the chip on the shoulder. And then they went into this week, maybe a little more lax and didn't get the job done. But it is what it is.
But I will say I am excited to watch this team again. I was not excited last year.
Yeah. And for me, it's like if they get outplayed, they're going to play the Buccaneers soon. I don't know what game it is. But like in that game, they're going to get outplayed probably. But if it's close, I'm going to be happy. And if they win, I'm going to be ecstatic. They are home, so they have a chance, small chance. But like if they get outplayed, I'm not mad because they're a young team, new coach. It's not that big of a deal. But if they have a chance like today where they can win and go 2-0 going into Dallas, because the division's not very good. So you still have a chance to win the division. I know it could be a long shot, but I still think they have a small chance.
And
It's tough, but I mean, I think they'll learn from it.
San Fran, I think, is overrated. They have them like number four right now in power rankings.
No way. San Fran's, and unless they start playing Trey Lance, Jimmy G is not going to get the job done.
Jimmy G sucks.
They have playmakers, but I mean, not like.
I say, yeah, sorry, I keep it. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
I wanted to say Jimmy G sucks. Like, that guy just sucks.
He's really
bad. I don't know why he bothers me. Why do I not like him
so much?
He's so average. But I actually think they have a ton of weapons on that team. Like if they could get a decent quarterback, I think their defense is number one.
I only see two good weapons though. I mean, Debo Samuel is great, and the tight end.
That kid is so fast.
Yeah, but who else do they have? I mean, the running backs are okay. Like,
I think the running backs are better than you think.
No, Mitchell's okay. Trey Sermon. I mean, he hasn't played at all, which is concerning.
Wait, can we talk about Trey Sermon intro to the league?
He got concussion.
He got
right?
jacked up.
Yeah. So I mean, like I think San Fran and I think Shanahan's a great coach, but I think he's also been a little overrated. Like they compare him like Bill Belichick, which I'm like, no, come on. Like he's been in the league four seasons and he only has one winning record in those four seasons. Which I mean, I understand injury and taking over a bad team.
They do have a lot of injury,
but they have a really good defense. I will say their defense is really good. But if they don't put in Trey Lance, they don't have a chance to go anywhere.
All right, Giants. Took on the football team on Thursday night.
Old Dimes, man. Old Dimes.
What did I tell you? Why'd you pick up Danny Dimes? Because I had 30 points sitting on my bench.
He stinks, man. He still stinks.
He doesn't. 30 points he doesn't stinks. Stink, man.
He stinks on ice.
The Cowgirls also had a win against the Chargers, right? They played the Chargers.
Yeah. They went on a last second field goal as well. So go ahead.
The division's not that great. I will say Tony Pollard, better than Zeke.
He might be overtaking Zeke, man. He might be.
And he's on my bench, baby. I knew it.
He might be. I mean, Zeke's been overrated for a long time. But
yeah, well, we know that. He's still getting all the snaps, but
yeah,
Pollard is creeping up.
He's getting there, man. Pick him up on your fantasy leagues. If he's not already taken.
He's already taken. Come on. This week, everyone got injured. I don't know if anyone else has a sleeper app that's listening. That thing gives me anxiety.
I love it, man. Every 10 minutes is like, this person got hurt. This person threw a 40-yard bomb. This person fumbled, blah, blah, blah.
It's great. No, it's great for like staying up to date. But every time it pops up, I'm like, oh God, who did something that isn't going to help me?
Exactly.
So like, Tua, his ribs are injured. Andy Dalton's injured. Christian McCaffrey got injured. He went off the field for a little bit. I was like, that's my season. That's my season right there.
Yeah, that would have been it for a lot of people.
He came back. Tyrod Taylor, who I just picked up, injured.
He looked good, and he's out for a couple weeks now, I believe.
I know. Jarvis Landry, who I put in, got
injured.
He's on
IR. He's on IR now, so yeah. He's out for like 4 weeks.
I'm going to have to get rid of him. And Joe Burrow, I think, got hurt at some point. I don't know if he came back. But like,
yeah, he came back. He looked like shit all game, but...
People were dropping like flies, though.
Yeah, I mean, this is what happens when you don't play a full preseason. And you know, unfortunately, in the preseason, a lot of people or a lot of players get hurt. But now, like, the first 2 or 3 weeks is, like, the new preseason. I mean, it counts, but it's still, you know, the players are getting used to playing again. You know, there's a lot of mistakes. And so, I mean, this is what's going to happen.
The Patriots are good again. And well, the Jets are really bad.
I wouldn't say the Patriots are good again. They're just, like, they're an average team.
The Jets are so bad, like I said.
Zach Wilson threw 4 picks. He looked terrible.
What were they calling him? I forget someone. Ugh, there was a nickname. It was terrible. I don't remember. But
bad day for rookie quarterbacks.
Mr. Interceptions. I don't know, something like that.
Trevor Lawrence looked terrible too. Trevor Lawrence looked real bad.
I told you, bust.
He's not going to be a bust. He'll be fine.
I said the Jags are bad. He's bad. I was right on Jets, Jags, Ravens beat the Chiefs in Sunday night.
Yeah. They finally beat them. It's been like how many years now?
Monday night. Sorry, I said Sunday. It was Monday night.
No, it was Sunday night. It was Sunday night. They beat them on Sunday night. Last night was Lions Packers. Come on, man. Do you even watch the NFL?
Oh my God, dude. I didn't watch the game last night. The Ravens beat the Chiefs by 1 point. And did you see Did you see the coach Harbaugh asked Lamar?
Yeah, you want to go for it?
He was like, do you want to go for it?
Yeah, exactly. That was dope.
That was cool.
Yeah, good for Lamar, man. That's the first time he's ever beat Mahomes, I think. And it just sucks because if he could ever figure out how to get the passing portion down in his game, like, he's one of the best playmakers in the league, probably the best playmaker in the league. He just not a great thrower. But if he ever can figure that out, he's going to be the best quarterback in the league.
I mean, you think they'd have the best people, like, working with this guy to...
But, I mean, like, you're talking about at a high NFL level. I mean, you can work all your life and not become an NFL player.
Yeah.
Some people just don't have that natural ability mixed with... I mean, I'm sure he works his ass off, but he just doesn't have...
Oh, yeah.
...that passing ability yet.
Yeah. Last night, we'll just end with that. Green Bay and Lions. Green Bay is back, baby. Aaron Rodgers said... We're not going anywhere.
I think Aaron just does that, like, so people, like, piss him off, and then he gets all, like, he gets a chip on his shoulder again. He's like, yeah, I just want to prove them wrong, so I go out there and play better. he's so cool, man. He's like, yeah, we're going to be fine. Everyone's freaking out. Oh, the Packers are done. Aaron's done. He's like, fam, we're fine. Like, everyone relax.
He looks like a bum.
He does. He doesn't care, though. He's just, like, just that Cali dude.
He like, gives no fucks anymore. He's just, like, comes out in, like, a beanie with, like, a sweatshirt, and he's, like, looks like he just, like, showered, and he's, like, half awake. Yeah. He's, like,
he's old
he probably
now,
just, like,
though.
Smoked a joint, and he's, like, whatevs.
Probably.
We good. All right, let's talk about fantasy.
Nah,
so me and Dougie were up against each other. I'm so pumped in the Jersey League.
You know, you got worst manager, right? Somehow had the most points.
Yes. I am an anomaly. I broke the system. I got highest score, worst manager, and biggest blowout.
Yeah. I don't know how you get the worst. I guess you got so many points on your bench because of Danny Dimes.
My team, if I would have started the perfect lineup, I would have had like 237 points.
Yeah, I didn't stand a chance. I didn't have a chance.
That's insane. And I was like, guys, I think I'm good this year.
what they say? I'm in the chat. I never look at it for some reason. I don't know why.
They didn't respond. They didn't respond. I was like, wow, that's messed up.
Sexism.
You guys always talking shit when I'm losing. Holly's losing again. She's in the toilet bowl, blah, blah, blah. And I say one thing where it's like, guys, I had the highest points. Like, I could have had more. I didn't even reach my potential yet.
Sexism,
and no one said
man.
Anything. No one said anything. They're scared. Go to church. Scared. Go to church.
Scared. Just go to church. Just scared.
I'm getting like, so I beat Dougie by a lot.
However, I will get my redemption in the other league. And this is the problem. Now, this is the problem I'm running into. I have four teams. And now I have every week the players are overlapped. So my players on one league, I'm going against in the other league. So it's like I'm rooting for my team to do well. It's like, wait, what? If I do well, I'm going to lose in this league. So really, I can only win two leagues at a time because four teams is
way too much. That's why you can't be in that many leagues.
It's like Derrick Henry fucked me, but I have him in two leagues. So I'm like, like I have to pick my poison here.
Dude, Derrick Henry went off king.
He went off.
50 points almost in fantasy. Yeah. Tom Brady had like 30 points. I don't know. Everyone had just a million points.
The Tampa Bay defense, and I was getting killed in the Yahoo League. And I was like, 0-2 start. Like, you don't want to start 0-2. You probably won't make the playoffs. And then Tampa Bay defense scored 20 points. And then Derrick Henry scored like 50, and I beat him by like, 30 points.
People who had Aaron Jones also did well.
Yeah.
He had like 50 points.
I went against Aaron Jones. Not fun.
I did lose in the West Virginia League this week. I came back a little bit, but I couldn't. I forget why I lost or who my downfall was. But I think it was just the other guy just outscored me. Like, I don't think I had anyone that was bad.
Yeah.
And sometimes that happens. So I got to come back better next week. All right. That's all I have for football. Did you have anything else?
That's it. I'm excited for next week. Dallas Eagles, baby. What we should do, and we forgot to do it last week and the first week, we need to make our picks for this week.
Are do you want to do that now? How far in are we?
I mean, it's only week three. It's not like the middle of the season. It's just fun. I mean, we'll.
I
just
no, like I meant in the podcast.
Oh, I don't know. This is riveting. I can't. 38 minutes. Well, probably like 30 minutes. We're good. So we'll just do it real quick.
Okay.
NFL. Let's go here.
I'm going to try to pull up the sketch.
No, I got it right here. You ready?
Oh, okay. Oh, wait. I got it. No, I don't have it. Never had it. Oh, week three.
All right. Eagles, Cowboys. Okay. Who you got? Eagles, Cowboys.
Eagles. Well, we should go with Thursday night game.
Thursday night game sucks. It's Panthers, Texans. We're not picking all the games.
We're just okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We're just picking a few. We're picking a few. Come on now.
Eagles.
You got the Eagles at Dallas, their first home game of the year?
Yes.
I don't know, man. I'm going with Dallas.
Eagles are mad that they lost that 49ers game.
Yeah, but I'm going with Dallas, so hope I'm wrong. Packers, Niners. Niners at home.
That's hard. I'm gonna go Niners.
I'm gonna go first home game for the Niners. I'll go Niners as well. Seahawks, Vikings. The Vikings are at home.
Seahawks.
I'm gonna go Vikings. I think they're gonna get their first win at home against the I said Vikings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Vikings at home. Sorry. Rams, Buccaneers. Rams at home.
Bucks.
I'm going to go with the Rams. I think the Rams defense comes up big, and the Rams are at home. And I love Matt Stafford, so I'm going with the Rams. But I always bet against Brady, and it's always a bad choice. But,
I never bet against. I learned never to bet against
him. And then another game. Any other good games?
Oh, no. Monday night is our game.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Spin?
Yeah. My last week. No, it's my last week.
Sheesh.
So I might drive next week. I'm going to drive. That way I can get home faster.
Yeah, I got you.
Because I finished spin at 8. So if I drive, I'll be home by like 8:30 rather than waiting like an hour and a half to get home on the subway.
Yeah, you should be good then. And how many games did we pick? Did you write it down or no?
No.
All right, we'll do this last one. Colts and Titans, because this has, what's it called for the Eagles if the Colts lose. So who do you got? Titans at home?
Titans.
I am going to go with the Titans as well. I think the Colts suck, and I want to see the Colts lose so we get a better draft pick. And Wentz has two sprained ankles. Ben Simmons said.
Jaime said that's because he didn't get the vaccine.
That's funny.
No one wants Ben Simmons.
Well, Ben Simmons is a loser, first off.
So what's the drama? Because I missed the drama because I was like, wait, I mean, I know he was bad and like shooting with the wrong hand, but now what's going
well,
on?
Well, that I don't know if that's true, but I'll give you a quick rundown. So he was terrible in the playoffs. He was scared.
Right.
He really let the team down, and he like the worst thing was he just played scared. It wasn't like he was trying and he messed up. He just didn't even try. So at the end of the game, Doc Rivers is asked, do you think you can win a championship with Ben Simmons at your point guard? He says, I don't know. And then they ask Joel Embiid, what do you think the turning point of the game was? He says, when we had a wide open dunk and we passed it off for a bad layup when we missed the free throws, talking about Ben Simmons. So he's all butthurt because they threw him under the bus and he thinks that he's the victim here when he, and he's not taking any accountability. And so now he's demanding a trade and he won't show up to training camp and he, basically won't help his trade value at all and won't give the Sixers a chance to trade him to a team maybe he wants to go to. So it's a stupid strategy because you're not helping yourself. Like, if you want to be mad, it's probably time for us to get rid of Ben and Ben to go somewhere else. It's fine. But just show up at training camp. And if you have to play the first couple weeks of the season and get traded, and it helps you out because then it's like, all right, well, as a Sixers, I'm like, all right, we'll try to send you somewhere you want to go. We'll try to make this a friendly departure. But now it's like, now you're not helping your trade value at all. And now you're going to go to a probably a shitty team when you could have went to a better team and we could have got a better package and it would have been better, but he's being a child and it's just stupid. And he will go down. He is going to go down as the biggest loser in Philly sports history. He is. Like, there's no one better. I mean, there's not a bigger loser in Philly sports history. Wentz is close, but I have a lot more respect for Wentz than I do Ben Simmons.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at least Wentz tried. He's just bad.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is, man. Like, I'm just so ready for this to be done. It's so frustrating. Like, I'm obviously aggravated about it. clearly perturbed.
Someone is angry.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. And that brings down team morale. So he needs to go. I'm done with that. What about the Phillies? Are we still in contention for anything?
I mean, we are, but it's like we play well against good teams and we play terrible against bad teams. So it's like, like, we're playing the worst team in baseball. We lost last night. We have to win these next. There's like 2 weeks left, and we're 3.5 games back. So, I mean, there's no room for error. There's a chance, but it's not looking good.
All right. All right, well, let's end with music. The big album that dropped was Lil Nas X, his album.
Did you listen to it?
Yes, I did. A lot of people are calling this album of the year.
Really? I didn't listen to it yet. I did not, but I will.
Wow, you didn't listen.
I mean, it's not really like my cup of tea. I mean, I'm going to listen to it, but I wasn't like rushing to listen to it.
I think that you will be pleasantly surprised.
Oh, I'm sure it's a good album.
I didn't rush to it either, but I was told by two people that I needed to listen to it, that it was like the best album so far. And really? So I was like, okay, well, and it is a very good album. Is it the album of the year? I don't know, but I thought it was a very good album. It's a really good album. It's very entertaining. And I love Lil Nas X. He's entertaining. So
yeah, he's also, he does a lot for a lot of like organizations and, you know, which I didn't know. I read like a whole thread about him and what he does for different type of, you know, organizations and people. And he just uses his platform very responsibly. And I respect that. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Did you have any other? Well, since you didn't listen, you'll have to talk about that next week, your thoughts. But did you have any other music that you had listened to?
Not really. I mean, I didn't think much came out.
I don't think.
We had the big drops, obviously, Drake and Kanye, but other than that.
Yeah, this week, I was trying to get to New Music Friday, but my computer is slow.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have anything else, do you? I mean, if there's music we missed, we can get to it next week, or. But I don't think there was.
A lot of time on. Yeah. No, there was no. There was nothing else, really.
Cool. Well, yeah. Any final thoughts?
Final thought. Take some breaks. Take some time for yourself.
Yes, take some time for yourself.
Don't feel guilty about it because we could all use a little more breaks.
And self-love. Love yourself. But yeah, that's all we got for you guys. We will see you next week. Go Eagles. Cowboys suck. It's been real. It's been fun. Hasn't been real fun. Peace.
You gotta be kidding me.